You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
국토 남은 완전한 비핵화를 통해 핵 없는 조선 반도를 실현한다는 공동의 목표를 확인하였다.
That was North Korean state television reporting on a historic meeting between Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. This comes after months of tension between the North and American President Donald Trump, who had vowed to take a harder line than previous administrations. So, on a network which broadly aligns with the Trump administration, Fox News, the news was taken as proof that tough talk works.
As we begin with President Trump on the verge of a truly historic diplomatic triumph, as his tough talk appears to be paying off. The leaders of North and South Korea, this was wild, agreed in principle today to remove all nuclear weapons from their countries and to work toward formally ending the state of war that has existed since the 1953 truce. Trump was ecstatic over the news, tweeting early in the day, "Korean War to end." The president later acknowledged there was much work to be done, but he sure sounded optimistic. So is it time for Trump's critics to concede that his tough rocket man talk on the sanctions, North Korea, actually made a difference here? Republican Congressman Luke Messer has been urging colleagues to support, wait for it, a Nobel Peace Prize for the president. He joins us now from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and former Trump campaign advisor and China policy expert Mike Pillsbury is going to be with us, as is Asia policy expert Riley Walters of the Heritage Foundation. Great panel. This is, I never thought I would see this in my lifetime, I have to say, guys. Yeah. The idea of the North Korean dictator crossing the DMZ to meet the South Korean leader, obviously speaking the same language, meeting together, embracing at one point after the handshake, after they had their meeting. Again, this is initial still in its initial phases, but Congressman, I have to say, I think the only person who could have gotten us to this place, again, we'll see where it goes, but Donald Trump, because of his unconventional approach to negotiations, and frankly, his tough talk. You didn't know if people were going to say, "You're going to launch a nuclear war, unilateral first strike, Mr. President." He's like, "No, but we're going to solve this." Congressman, how did Donald Trump manage to get us this far?
That was Fox News host Laura Ingraham from the Ingraham Angle discussing peace talks between the two Koreas.
Yeah, I mean, well, just this peace prize thing for Trump, but just thinking about it, because of course Obama got one, didn't he?
Yeah, famously.
Right after he bombed the ever-loving shit out of the Middle East. So,
bit of a pattern.
I mean, plus the thing with
Trump,
they
just give them to anyone these days.
Yeah, it's almost like
throwing them away.
You could give him that to just keep him happy, because he probably could sabotage all this if he just decides, no, I'm not getting the respect.
You don't think he's actually going to get one?
No, but I think it could be a good way of keeping him happy and keeping him from ruining the deal. Because he probably could sabotage it, like I said. This is America. Can still, I don't know, do some big military deployment off the coast of South Korea. That'll sort of piss the North off.
Mm. Who's in our other corner though?
Well, I still had a bit of stuff to say about Fox News. Just how the panel, of course, broadly reflected the conservative viewpoint. You know, they had a Republican, I think, congressperson, a former Trump advisor, someone from the Heritage Foundation, which is a sort of right-wing think tank. So as such, they made a pretty big deal out of the meeting. This is a big step. I was also saying, I think partly this reflects just the average age of the Fox viewer, which I looked up as 68, which actually means they would have been born in 1950, which, interesting enough, is the year that the Korean War started. So it's sort of presented as this big, you know, this is that big historical thing that it's come to an end.
We'll see, though, won't we?
And also, they probably don't. It's just got the upcoming midterms. So you have to validate Trump's approach, as, like I said, the tough talk sort of rhetoric. However, this was received somewhat differently on CGTN television.
Leaders from the two Koreas take a historic step in efforts to bring peace to the peninsula. We'll bring you reaction from Beijing and Washington. Hello, I'm Arnold Naidoo, and this is The Heat. It It was a remarkable moment when DPRK leader Kim Jong-un met with Republic of Korea President Moon Jae-in Friday in the demilitarized zone for the inter-Korean summit. The leaders at times acted like old friends and pledged to work for the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and pursue talks with the United States and China to bring an official end to the Korean War. We begin our coverage with CGTN's Jack Barton from the demilitarized zone. And Jack, the talks between the two leaders were historic but short on specifics. What was accomplished and what comes next?
Well, a lot was accomplished, even if it was in broad terms, particularly for the Korean people here. The denuclearization deal is really the international headline grabber, and it's very important here. It's the number one issue, but almost on par with that would be this commitment to seek a peace agreement that could finally end the Korean War, that sort of major hostilities ending back in 1953 with an armistice, a ceasefire, but that's it. And that would enable them to start demilitarizing the heavily militarized demilitarized zone, which you'd be able to see behind me if it weren't for the mist this morning. That could start with taking heavy weapons back away from the DMZ, reducing that constant threat that really Koreans on both sides of the DMZ feel whenever hostilities do occasionally flare up again. Also, the commitment for family reunions, and a date's been now given for that in August, bringing children from the war back together again, if only very briefly, for those very emotional reunions we've seen. Now, it is a lot of goodwill. The skeptics amongst the analysts, though, saying this is really insurance building by Kim Jong-un in the same way as his visit to China, trying to sort of build goodwill in China and South Korea so that if there is talk again of preemptive strikes from the US, he sort of has allies in his corner, also perhaps allies in his corner calling for sanctions to maybe be eased at the start or during talks and not at the very end, as Donald Trump would wish.
Jack, prior to this summit, the DPRK suspended some of its missile tests and shut down one of its nuclear sites. What do we know about Kim's intentions for that nuclear arsenal?
Well, we do know that he doesn't want to give it all up. In fact, he'd like to keep most of it. That's what South Korean officials were saying before the negotiations even began yesterday. Kim is sort of looking at the international model. I mean, all of the big major nuclear powers, including the US and China, signed up to the Non-Proliferation Treaty back in the Cold War. One of the tenets there is denuclearization, but of course everyone still has their weapons. That's the kind of schedule that Pyongyang is looking for. Donald Trump, of course, looking for a very specific timeline, a short timeline, with rewards at the end of it, and a short timeline, we've heard, so that there can't be backsliding or progress on a nuclear program while the talks are ongoing. Kim Jong-un looking for a much longer timeline with reciprocal relationship along the way. So if they give up something, they get something in return. But we're going to have to see how this progresses with the potential meeting between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. Donald Trump clearly looking at the 2020 midterms, trying to get some achievements in place before then. Kim Jong-un no doubt hoping that perhaps Donald Trump is no longer on the scene when the negotiations reach fruition, and he probably has someone not quite as hawkish to deal with at that result. But really, this is the beginning of a long process. As you say, no real details in the agreement. There's no time frame. There's no specifics on what is going to be put in mothballs or taken apart. But it's the beginning. It's the first step.
Thanks, Jack. That's CGTN's Jack Barton.
And that was China Global Television Network's The Heat. As you heard there, so they were generally sort of more measured in their approach to the news, generally treating it like a bit less of a big deal, like it's still, there's a lot of stumbling blocks. Denuclearization probably less ambitious than it's been presented in America, especially on Fox News. And of course, there was their sort of minimizing of the role of Trump in getting us this far, or getting the Koreas this far.
Well, we'll have to see.
We will have to
see what happens.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.